How old are you, Mr. Hearn?
I'm 27 years old, an only child, an orphan since I was 20. I weigh 115 pounds. I've had mumps, measles, and whooping cough, all at the proper ages. Shall I go on?
Please.
I'm interested in horses. I take plenty of exercise. I smoke to excess, but seldom drink. I'm said to have a sense of humor.
Your headaches must interfere with that.
I see you have my case history.
They're pretty bad, aren't they, those headaches?
I can stand them.
Mostly on the right side?
Yes.
How'd you happen to fall from your horse?
We were riding for the gate. I misjudged the distance and missed it. My horse didn't clear the fence.
How far to the right of the gate were you?
They tell me it was about 15... How did you know it was to the right?
I guessed it.
Clever of you, Doctor. About 15 feet. I suppose you think I got what I deserved.
How do you mean?
Oh, that night you came to the house, you had a great contempt for the pastimes of the idle rich.
Oh, I was a bit cranky that evening. You must make allowances for the hour.
But you have a contempt for them?
They don't appeal to me, that's all.
Well, it's the only thing I know. What does appeal to you? Just your practice, I suppose.
No, that least of all.
You seem to be doing pretty well.
Too well. It comes a little too easily, this feeding sugar pills to a Park Avenue clientele.
Oh, I know. Stomachache cases.
Yes, you can call it that.
It sounds awful.
It is.
Then why do you do it?
Because, like you, Mr. Hearn, I'm caught in the swim.
Oh, Doctor, what a relief to find out you're no better than I am.
But I'm leaving my practice.